Okay, the Gemara said what we need for this tesis, the third tesis on the left, Aval Ipchaloi. It's a long tesis, but it's very easy. It's not hard tesis. The Gemara was discussing that what happens if all the food was made, and then the father of the chosin or the mother of the kala died. So you take the mess away, you take the dead body away, they do the wedding, they do Sheva Brachas, and then they do the Avelis, right? And right after the wedding, he has intimacy with her, and then they have 7 days of Sheva Brachas, then they have 7 days of Avelis. But the Gemara concluded that's only if the father of the Chosin or the mother of the Kala died. But anybody else, right? Aval Ibchaloi, if anybody else died, we do not delay the burial. The burial is done right away. Okay? Yeah. Now, Taisus over here says like this. V'hu adin aval ibchaloi. You see where Taisus begins, the third Taisus on the page to the left. Aval ibchaloi, Taisus says, v'hu adin im avela mach mishma shar krevim. The same din would apply that if there are other mourners, not the father or the chassan, the father of the child, brother or sister, a grandparent, whatever it is, the din would not be the same. Okay? And meaning that you don't get married right away. Okay? You don't do the wedding right away. You do the burial first. What the Gemara doesn't discuss, though, so when do you do the wedding? Okay? Let's say, for instance, the Kala's father died, or the Chosin's mother died. Okay? So this din doesn't apply. Right? So when do you make the wedding?
Month later.
So no, Taisus says like this. Tema, it's a question like this. The Amar Per Gimel the Ma'id Katan. The Gemara says at the end of the third parak of Ma'id Katan, Meisa Isha, if somebody's wife dies, Asa Lisa Cheyavro Gimel Regalim, he cannot remarry until 3 Chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot go by. Look, you mentioned this dinner, but here's what Taisus brings it down from the Gemara in Ma'id Katan. That if somebody dies, let's say his wife dies right before Sukkot. So Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos go by, he can get married right after Shavuos. If she died before Pesach, so you need Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot to go by, then she can marry right after.
The next day, holidays afterwards.
Basically. What?
It's the next day, holidays afterwards, right?
Right. You can't get married for 3 holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Gemara says over there, Ve'im and Libanim, what happens if the guy never had children? Mutar Lisa La'out, no, the Taisus quotes the Gemara. Mutar Lisa La'out, that he can get married right away, Mishim Piri Yavirivya. Because there's a mitzvah to have kids. So what happens if a guy's wife dies, young, and he doesn't have any kids? He can get married right away. He does not need to wait 3 Yamim Tevim. Or, Enicha Libanim Ktanim, what happens? Or, he left over little kids. The mother died. There's nobody to take care of the kids. Mota Lisa La'alti can also get married right away. Mishum Parnasasam. Parnasasam means he needs somebody to take care of the kids. He can't take care of them. He has to go to work. Okay? So, V'ha'cha Amma, so what's the problem? Ha'cha Amma, in our Gemara it says, Aval Ipchalei. But if like the father of the Kala or the mother of the Chosin died, you don't do the wedding right away. Mashma the Be'en Leibanim Maskinen. It's speaking, obviously, he doesn't have any kids. Why? Because the Gemara says, Leka de Taruch Luhu, it means there's nobody to take care of the wedding. If the father took care of the wedding, the mother took care of the jewelry for the bride. So obviously he doesn't have kids, because if he has kids, the kids could do the wedding. Magda Bachar Ayri. So the question is like this. Our Gemara, in the Gemara Ma'id Katan says, if you don't have kids, you can get married right away. Which Taisus thinks now means mamish right away. You bury her, and you right away get married. And our Gemara says that if it's any other relative, you have to wait X amount of time. You can't do it right away. So the Gemara said, Taisus answered like this. Yet la'alta lav dafke. It doesn't mean immediately. Taisus thought, when the Gemara says his wife died, and he doesn't have kids, he can get married the next day. The same day. So Taisa says here he can't. So Taisa says like this. When the Gemara says you can get married right away, it doesn't mean right away. Because Eloklemen Mutal Lachir Zayin. You can get married after Shiva. In other words, like this. Our Gemara said if the father of the Chosin or the mother of the Kala died, you first get married, then you have Sheva Brachas, then you have Avelus. Right? So, but the other relative, no. What it means is, when the Gemara says a married cotton, if a guy dies, I mean, if his wife died without children, he can get married right away. It doesn't mean right away, the same day. It means he has to wait until after Shiva.
But you cannot learn this. Here, these are two different cases, totally different cases.
Why?
Because here we are talking about a special case that prepare the food, we don't want to waste, that's what. Over there, we're not talking, the food is not the issue at all. Like his wife died, or let him marry right away, or wait 7 days. It's not the issue. We're not talking about preparing the food that it goes to waste or something.
If other relatives died, so we're not talking about the food. It says, if you're worried about the food, you can get married right away. What's that case? You do the chuppah right away. Yeah? They're together. You have Sheva Brachas, and then afterwards Shiva. Okay. That's because of the food.
Yeah.
But if there's no problem with the food, when do you get married? Later. Yeah? So the Taisa's question is, the Gemara made in cotton seems to imply you can get married out immediately, even before Shiva. Gemara says, if a guy's wife dies without children, he has a din of Avelus. But he can get married right away. Our Gemara says he can do it right away. It's only if the father of the Chosin or the mother of the Kala died. But any other relatives, you can't get married right away. Correct? So Taisa, but the Gemara made cut and says you can get married right away. So Taisa says it doesn't mean right away. You have to wait until after Shiva. And then Taisa says even more. Umiyo libel, he can get married. Because then he'll have somebody take care of the kids. But to have relations with his wife, asad achad lamid. He has to wait for 30 days. Because he's still an Avelus. For a wife, Avelus is 30 days. Only parents is 12 months. The only mourning period of 12 months is for a parent. God forbid you lose a spouse, you lose a brother, you lose a sister, you lose a child.
A child is...
30 days. It's strange, but that's the halacha. So Taisus, because not all the Rishonim agree with Taisus. Okay, Taisus learns that when you can get married right away, it does not mean right away. It means after Shiva, but you can't be with her until after Shleishim. And that's Taisus learns what our Gemara means. If any other relative dies that you have to sit Shiva for, you can get married after Shiva, but you can live with her after 30 days.
Do they have Shiva Bracha first?
No. Shiva first, then they get married, then they have Shiva Brachas, but he can't be with her until 30 days. Well, Taisa, where do we see this from? Kedemocha Basarach, like the Gemara quotes later on, there's a story the Gemara brings about Ishta Shayesi HaKayin. Okay? There was this guy's, the Yosef HaKayin's wife died. And he said to her sister in the cemetery by the funeral, go take care of your sister's kids. But he married her. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Aval became, the Gemara says he didn't live with her for a long time. And we say, so Mechlau, you see from that Gemara, the Kansa Teich Lamed. What? No. I'm using the Gemara because Tais is bringing down the Gemara. He married her within 7 days. Okay? Then he got married to within 30 days. V'teich Shiva Vadi Oser. Within Shiva, for sure, they can get married. What happened over there was like this. In the olden times, it's done today also. Not as much. If a guy's wife dies, very young, many times they'll marry her sister. It happens. In the case in Borough Park, it happened. In the case, not by Lubavitchers, but Lubavitcher, same thing. A guy was married. His wife Nebuch died suddenly. You know, she was sick and died right away. A bunch of little kids. The guy married her sister. Now, you can't marry...
Yibum.
Huh?
Yibum.
Not Yibum.
No, no. Yibum is the other way.
That's the brother. The brother.
If they die without kids.
Oh.
Hit her. Now, normally, you can't marry a woman and her sister.
B'chayel.
Yeah. Even if you divorce her. That's why the Torah explicitly said b'chayel. Okay? But after that, you could. Okay? So what happens over there with the story of Yosef HaKayin? Yosef HaKayin lost his wife. The Gemara is going to say the story later. Okay? The guy lost his wife in the cemetery. In the cemetery, in Beis HaKvar, in the cemetery, he said to his sister-in-law, his wife, the sister of his wife, he says, go take care of your kids, meaning I'm going to marry you.
What did she say?
She married him, no?
Is that legal?
Of course it's legal. So Tosfos says he couldn't marry her during Shiva. He couldn't marry her during Shiva because the funeral was already. So obviously he married her after Shiva, even though the Gemara says he didn't live with her until 30 days.
Can he marry the girl's mother or
two? No, no. Mother-in-law you can never marry. Even if, even if you
can
want to.
Even if you want to. Did this happen today?
I told you, I know two cases that it happened. I personally know of two cases that it happened.
There is no problem with
vehicles? I'm gonna have to put
it. Can't come to the wedding?
She could. Okay, that's the.
There is no yichud, he said. He said in the cemetery, he said, go take care of the kids. So they are not
no, ready. But then after Shiva, he married her. Either there were kids. There's no problem with yichud. Whatever. You're right. But there's no problem with yichud.
What do you mean yichud? They're getting married.
Yeah, but until they're getting married, they got, didn't get married until Shiva. Until the end of Shiva.
Okay.
So it's yichud. Depends on how old the kids were, whatever. You know what I mean? Okay. Umasha amala b'beisa kvaris. So, okay, why did he... The Gemara is over there. The Gemara later here says he told her in the cemetery. So what's he telling her in the cemetery then? If he didn't marry her until after 7 days, so they said lahay is a knisa elishaduchim ba'alma. It's only okay. We're engaged. In other words, the Gemara says when the guy said to her, go take care of your nieces and nephews, he meant is I'm going to marry you. So they says he was able to speak shaduchim, but he got married after 7 days. And then he lived with her after 30 days.
Boy, I'm telling you, the boy's friends wouldn't be happy about that one.
They would be happy.
They would?
Yeah. Tyson's going to, it's interesting. Tyson's going to say soon, at which is Seichel, who will take better care of the dying woman's children if not a sister? Is better than a strange woman taking care of strange kids? These are at least nieces and nephews. They're mishpacha.
Sure.
Of course they're going to take better. Tosfos says that, by the way.
It's odd. The sister of your...
Why not? I want you to know, in the shtetl, that was very common. People died young in those years, right? 200 years ago, 150 years ago, people died young. Right? So in the shtetl, you married a girl and she died. Some people even died. The Rebbe Marash's wife died right after Sheva Brachas. The first wife. Rebbe Marash.
How old was she?
She was very young. She died right away. After Shavuot, she got sick and died.
But we don't live in shtetls anymore.
We live in Beverly Hills shtetl. Okay. V'nira l'ri, and therefore it appears to the ri like this. The vade eise sheyesh li banim ktanim. The guy that has little kids. Mota lisa tech lamed. Okay? For sure can get married during 30 days, like over the Yosef HaKayin, like the story of Yosef HaKayin. Aval Eisen She'en Le'banim Klal. But remember, when do you not need to wait 3 Yomim Tevim? Either you don't have any kids, or you need kids to take care of. So then, Asa Lisa Ad Lachash Leishim. Kivin Shein Yochel live with her Shleishim, because he can't live with her anyway until Shleishim. And here Rabbi and Rabbeinu Tam are arguing. It's interesting. Rabbeinu Tam holds that either if there's no kids, or there's kids and nobody to take care of them, you can get married right after Shiva, but you can't live with her until Shleishim. That's what Rabbeinu Tam just said. The Re argues on Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, no. There's a difference between little kids to take care of, then he can marry her right after Shiva, but he can't live with her until Shleishim, because you need somebody to take care of the kids. But if the guy has no kids, yes, he doesn't have to wait 3 Yomim Tevim, but he has to wait for 30 days to marry her. Why? Because he can't live with her anyway. What's the purpose of having that wife? Like this, you have the wife to take care of the kids. So there's a benefit marrying her in the middle of Shleishim. Because really, he's in Avelus. He's in the middle of mourning. Right? He's in 30 days. So, really, he shouldn't get married. Right? But the fact that he has little kids to take care of, so the woman will take care of the kids, and they'll be his wife. But he can't live with her until 30 days. But the Re says, if he's marrying because he has no kids, he needs to be Mekayim Peru or Vu, and therefore he doesn't have to wait 3 Yom Tevim, 3 Chagim, but why can he marry her in 30 days? He can't live with her anyway. So we're like, what's the purpose?
What does Rabbeinu Tam say?
Rabbeinu Tam says there's no difference.
So the first, he can marry her, she can take care of the children, but he cannot have relations.
Correct.
The only way, 3 Yom Tovim, if there are children involved?
No. When do you have to wait 3 Yom Tovim? If you have kids, and you don't need somebody to take care of the kids.
You don't.
Right. An older person, his kids are on their own already. So he did the mitzvah peruvu. He doesn't need a woman to take care of his babies. So then he can get married until 3 Yom Tevim died. I mean, passed by.
Why is that? Out of respect to the mess?
Yeah, you should feel the loss. Yeah. V'chei mashma b'mesech t'smochis, the third wide line into the thesis. V'chei mashma b'mesech t'smochis is one of the small tractates called smochis, which means avelus. It says over there like this, b'med v'arim amurim, when do you have to wait 3 months, 3 yomim tevim to get married? Ki yesh le'banim gadelim, if he has big kids. Ava ein le'banim eshe yesh le'banim k'tanim, but if he has no kids, or he has little kids that need to be taken care of, muta li'sacheres l'achriyam lamid. Okay? He can get married after 30 days. Mashma da'asir afilu li'sim tech shleish. If he has little kids, why could he get married within 30? He says, Alpha gav the yeshli ban ktana mutalisa tech shleishim. So why does it say get married after shleishim? He says, Mikomakim knock at lachar shleishim, mishum de ain le banim. Okay, because he has no kids. So Taisa says like this. So this is what the Re holds. And Taisa now going to explain what the Rabbeinu Tam holds. Okay? But the Re holds that if you have no kids, you can't get married until after 30 days. If you have little kids that need help, you can get married after 7 days, but you can't live with her until the month. But Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam holds like this. No. The Be'en Le'banim, so Rabbeinu Tam says an interesting thing. If he has no kids, he can even live with her during 30 days. Afilu live oteshot l'shleishim yem achir zayin, mishum pir yivirivya. Because of having birth, of having children. So this is a very extreme argument. I mean, it's not extreme, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have no kids, you can get married right after Shiva and live with her. If you have little kids, Taisa says, you can get married after Shiva, but you can't live with her until after 30 days.
What is this with prayer review? He cannot wait 1 month to have children? We wanna... What's the...
There's a mitzvah.
But it's... You can't wait. We keep saying you can't wait. Okay, wait another 30 days.
No, you can't. There's a mitzvah to have children. what are you looking at me? There's a mitzvah to have children.
There's a mitzvah to do avelot also. There's a mitzvah to do a lot of things. I mean,
but provu overdoes the avelot. No, so Taisus Taka says, after Shiva, he can get married.
Okay.
Avelot is midoraita or?
First day is minatera, according to the Rambam.
The Torah only talks about the Kohen,
yeah?
Not about regular people, yeah?
Yeah, but there's allusions to the Velus, yeah. Okay, so he says like this. V'hi desmochus, the question is, in the Gemara Smochus, the Reed just quoted, it says, you can't live with her until after 30 days, and you can't get married until after 30 days. He says, Einem es yashev es kapirushay. Okay, Taisa says Taki according to Rabbeinu Tam that Gemara in Smachis doesn't make sense. Now it's difficult how Rabbeinu Tam will learn that Gemara in Smachis. V'nira then Taisa says like this: the biyash banim ktanim. What happens if a guy's little kids? Shari Lisi can get married. Afilim he nami avela, even if she's an avelus. Until now we said if the husband is an avelus to take care of his kids, he can marry a woman. Now Taisus says, even if she's also an avelus, and she wants to marry somebody to take care of his kids, you could also do it. Why? Because she takes care of his kids. So Taisus says, yeah, but why couldn't he marry another woman who's not an avelus? So he says, like over there, Shavela Machesa. What was the case of Yosef of the Kohen? His wife died, and he said to his sister, "Go marry." But she's also novel. She lost her sister. They're both avelus. He lost the wife. She lost the sister. Yeah, what did he say over there in the Gemara? He got married right away. So Taisus says, "Mio enkach." There's not a proof from there. And here what Taisus said, what I said before. The Shani Hosam over there is different by his sister-in-law. Why? She's going to have more rachmanis on her sister's kids than another woman would. So maybe over there they allowed them both to get married even though they were both in avelus. Okay? But Taisus holds, even though he doesn't have a proof to it, that even if the woman is in avelus, he can marry her. If he has little kids to be taken care, to take care of. And he says, V'hod alpha gav the tanam perek ocheles, even though in Yevamos there's a mission that says, kol anoshim yisarsu, all women can have edus and chutz mi almona, except that almona because she's in avelus, v'lei mafig midi, and it's all, it seems that it's forbidden. Even for somebody that has little kids. Because anyway, it's forbidden. It sounds like this. A widow needs to wait 3 months before she can get married. A widow needs to wait, a woman who's divorced, or a widow, need to wait, today is 92 days before they get married.
Divorce?
What? A woman who gets divorced.
Oh, because of the pregnancy issue.
Avchon it's called. Yeah. What's the problem? Because maybe she's pregnant from the husband that just divorced her or died. And then she's going to have a child, because a woman can give birth after 6 months or after 9 months. In the time of the Gemara, if a baby was 7-8 months, they were dead. It was no such thing as a viable pregnancy, either after 6 months or only after 9 months. 7-8 months, there's no viable pregnancy in the olden days. Then you have all the machinery and medicine we have today. So the din is, and this din today, even if you take a pregnancy test, even though the rabbis today, even the Litvish, don't care about this din.
Yeah. What do you mean they don't care?
Today, In Shulchan Aruch it says, three women, need to wait 3 months before they get married. Okay? One is a widow, one is a divorcee, and one is a woman who converts. Again, yes. What's the question? Because a woman can give birth after 6 months or after 9 months, right? We need to know who the father of the baby is. We need to know who's the father. Because there's a lot of dinim, inheritance, relatives. You know, there's a lot of dinim involved. You need to know who somebody's father is. Yichus, Kohen, Levi, Jewish. I mean, whatever. You need to know all these things. So then those women cannot get married for 92 days. Why? Because then you'll know already if she's pregnant. And then you know if she's pregnant from the first husband or from the second husband. There's another interesting mission in Yevamos that today they're a little also makel with it a little bit more. If a husband dies and the woman has a baby, she's not allowed to get married for 24 months.
Mm. Born baby?
Yeah, born baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or it's not born yet.
Oh, very good.
Even if she's pregnant.
They were doing breastfeed back then.
Say that again.
If a husband dies,
can't get married.
And a woman has either, she's pregnant with the baby, so for 2 years after the baby's born, she's not allowed to get married.
Why?
24 months, no?
Because of the
feeding
the baby.
Because if you get pregnant, she has to stop nursing. So she's stealing from the food from the first husband's baby. And she's not allowed to do that.
That would apply to her husband too if he was alive.
Why?
Imagine she gets pregnant.
Yeah. Oh. That's what they didn't used to have. No, they didn't used to have children.
Then he's taking away the food from the baby?
Yeah.
Why only with a stranger? Even
the
law should apply even by her own husband.
Yeah, but it's okay. You're stealing from one pocket to feed the next. It's his kids.
It's the same.
Both are his kids.
But it's danger. There is a sakana for the baby to stay alive because she can't feed him.
I want you to know, in today's crazy world, women are pregnant and nursing to both together.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But that was the reason of the Gemara.
The reason is, the Mesha is a tshuva that because most women today only nurse 18 months, so you can wait after 18 months. But it's just like the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Yevamos. It's the same Mishnah that says you need to wait 3 months, 92 days after Gerus, divorce, in this. Today, people at Rabbanim do Gerus, and the same day they make a Chasana. No Avchana, no nothing. Anyway, let's not get into that.
But as far as nowadays, it doesn't apply that you wait 2 years before you have another child. You have a child whenever you have it.
No, she can't get married for 2 years.
No, just regular husband and wife. They just had the baby today.
Right.
They can have baby in 6 months old.
Yeah. 6 months a little tough. Yeah.
Is that in today's world too?
But it should be really in the Masada, they should wait 2 years.
Why?
The Din of the Gemara says one should wait 2 years before you have another child.
No, the Gemara doesn't say that. Just from somebody else. To have a kid from somebody else. If Reuven has a kid, okay, and then Reuven dies, and she marries Shimon, and she gets pregnant from Shimon, she's going to have to stop nursing Reuven's kid.
Yeah.
So she's stealing from Reuven's kid.
But he mentioned it just applies to your own kid also because...
But that's your own pocket, your kid and your kid.
No, the baby is not going to be able to survive.
The baby survives.
The formula now.
No.
But back then, I'm talking.
Didn't matter, you're allowed to do it. It's your own kid.
I thought it's
Sarkona. No, it's not Sarkona. It's actually a monetary thing. You're taking away money from the baby of the previous husband.
Well, how could they feed the baby in the olden days? They didn't have formulas.
But they had nurses that used to nurse.
Say again.
Back to back. A few months.
And what do you do when you have twins? Then Rabbeinu Tam says like this. even if his father and mother died, he can get married after Lamed 30 days. Okay? So he says, cotton. This is what the Gemara says in Meir Cotton. For all dead people, you can go to a party after 30 days. Right? So how could you say you can get married if you're an Avelus? He says, Hani mili bishar smochis. That's for other simchas. Avalisi isha, she mitzvah yaseira, which is a very important mitzvah, mutet afilu yesh leibon, even if he has kids already. But there's a mitzvah to have more kids. Okay, so Rabbi Natan says another din. That even if somebody, God forbid, lost a parent, the din is you get married after 30 days.
So what happened to having Peruruvu with one boy and one girl is sufficient and you have more?
That's only the least amount.
I know, but then there is a conflict.
No, because it says, even if... It says... Because he quotes the part, and he brings a raya from the Tanya Stam Kol Lamed Yem Nesuyin, and it doesn't differentiate between Avivim and Lashar Krevim, which means after Lamed it's Mutter. Anyway, this is what Taisus finishes up. Gotta go? Okay.
So after 30 days, okay? And one more time, when do they wait
24
months? Oh no, when they wait like
three hiking? If a guy lost his wife and he already has kids and he doesn't have little kids in the house,
okay.
Then he has to wait three of them taken. But what happened? But here's the interesting point. What happens though if he is getting married earlier? So the argument to Rabbeinu Tam and Ri. Rabbeinu Tam holds that he can get married. If he has no kids, he could get married right after Shiva, but he can't live with her until 30 days. But if he doesn't have little kids, and he has no kids, he can live with her even during the 30 days. Right? And the Ri holds the opposite. If you have no kids, you can't get married until after 30 days. For Purvu. And if you have little kids, you can get married right after Shiva.
General Minhag
nowadays, they wait 1 year, right? No. You know what? Sure. Somebody that is his father or mother passed away. Persians. No? You bring on a whole bunch of, if he doesn't have kids yet, Rabbeinu Tam rules that he may marry after 7 day period and kabbal with his wife immediately. If he already fulfilled the mitzvah pruvu as small children, he may also marry immediately, but cannot live with her until after shleishim. So he writes many rishonim argue on Taisus, including the Ri argues with Taisus.
Is it halacha?
Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rabbeinu Tam.
Wow, 30 days.
Yeah. But that's only if the chasen or kala are ovel, not the parents.
The parents are ovel, does it have to do anything?
Yeah, the parents of Elis has nothing to do with the kids getting married. Right.
So what was the shaila that you had?
Can a mother come to the wedding?
They can't come for their children. It is not available.
Right.
Music and everything is available.
Yeah. Doing Shiva is questionable, but after Shiva, they could. There's not like for the parents. All the parents' siblings still have the din of Avelis. Right? Like this mother's siblings, brothers and sisters, they can't be they can maybe come to the chuppah, but it's a middle of Shleishim, but they can, the parents, no problem.
Because of what?
Because it's a simcha that overrides the Avelis. One of my brothers, my younger brother, he got married 3 days before his wedding. My father's brother died. Got it? An uncle of mine died, my father's brother. So my father was in the middle of Shiva by the wedding. It's 2 days, 3 days before the wedding. So over there, they weren't so lenient. Father was speaking to the Rabbanim what to do over there. But they told him he can come to the chuppah, not dressed. He has to wear the torn garment. He cannot be by the chuppah, he can be off by the side. Can't even be under the chuppah. He can be by the side, and right after the chuppah he has to go back to Shiva. That would happen a long time. My brother's married a long time. But I'm saying now there's poskim that hold even middle of Shiva you can go to the wedding and dance and everything.
How could the halacha change?
Are those reliable rabbis?
How could the halacha change in so much in a matter of time?
The different poskim, your machmir, your mekel, you know.
Oh, it does. It's not because of the time and situation.
No,
change because of the who paskins.
Who paskins and what you look make or machmir.
You have to find a rabbi who's leaning.
No, you never Google yet. Rabbi Google.
But you try to be leaning in this case as
well. I have an aunt that was in the middle of shleishim for her husband. And there was a family wedding, not a kid, but a family wedding, and she didn't go. This is what I was told. I can't verify it. I was told this. And the Rebbe said, the Rebbe heard that she didn't go to the wedding. The Rebbe said they couldn't find a Rav that's going to permit her to go. The Gemara says, Halacha by Avelus, Halacha Kedivri Amekel. Amr Shmuel. So Gemara, Amr Shmuel. Halacha k'divrei ha-meikel. In Avelus, the law is always like the lenient opinion. And the Rebbe, this I heard from the Rebbe himself, when he went to be Menachem Avil upstairs, his brother-in-law, the Rosh Chag, so I happened to be there, and the Rebbe said that if you're meikel in the laws of Avelus, not keeping, I mean, when you find within halacha, in the framework of halacha, you find the leniency, so lemaila, they're lenient under Neshama's judgment. And I'll never forget that Rashag asked, what's the source of that? And the Rebbe made it like, I'm the source. But he said, if you makel for the Nifter, the makel, if you makel in the laws of Avelus, within Teir, not Sama, you know, no laws. They're lenient upstairs in the judgment of the Nifter.
You would think it would be the other way around.
Right. Right.
So he was lenient on some things and strict on other things?
Yeah.
Is that most rabbis?
Most rabbis are lenient when it pays, you know.
But in general, like people live, they lost their father or mother, they don't go to wedding in 1 year, right?
Not supposed to.
You shouldn't go, except to the chuppah.
You go to chuppah.
But people, you know.
For your children is different.
Children, there's no avelus.
Other people.
Not the father, the mother.
No, for the children, there's no avelus.
Yeah, for your own children getting married.
Yeah,
of course.
But don't matter to go to a friend's wedding.
Yeah, friend's wedding or relatives.
Of course.
So, during Shleishim Taka, it's very hard to be Mekel, except for the Chuppah. For the Chuppah, you can go. But after the Chuppah, during Shleishim, you don't. After Shleishim, you try to be Mekel. They serve a little bit, they need it. If you're needed, then you're working there.
Working,
so if you're working, so then it is.
So
and by the music, you walk out.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Yeah, leave it to the
Jews. I know people who work those weddings when he's doing his thing for the year.
Right. Okay, back to the Gemara.
What page?
Dalet Amid Aleph, 482. 7 9.
Was the meat getting wet?
Yeah, meat getting wet. Me taking a shower. Amar Rafam Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista. Remember we said before that because you don't want to lose money for the meal, you can make the wedding right away. Yeah? Now, obviously, this is what the Gemara is explaining now. That's only if the meat is going to get spoiled. If the meat is not going to get spoiled, then you can't do the wedding. Why did the Chum permit this wedding when the father of the Chosin died? Because you're going to lose money. But what happens if you're not going to lose money? Then you can't. It's just logic, right? So this is what Rav Bar Papa and Rav Chista said. Leishanu, when is the din that you postpone the burial? Not the wedding. That's only Shaleinos and Shanos and Mayim Al Gabi Basit. When they already soaked the meat. Now once you soak meat, it spoils very quickly. So because the meat was already soaked to get ready to cook, so if you don't make the wedding, you're going to lose all the meat. No, you can't sell it. It's a tremendous amount of meat to make a wedding. You can't sell it. No butcher's going to take it because it spoils right away. So you're stuck. But if the meat was not soaked yet, sell the meat. And therefore delay the wedding. Again, the Gemara is just explaining what? 4A2. The beginning of the page, you know.
No.
So he says, if water was put on the meat, so then the meat's going to get spoiled, then you could do the wedding. If the meat won't spoil, sell it. Sell back to the butcher, sell it to people, it's not a problem. Amir Avirav is selling this. Ubekrach, in a big city, where there's a lot of people that want to buy meat. Even though you put the water on the meat, Mizdami, you could still sell it. And therefore, the burial is not delayed, and then you start shiva. Amen. A papa says ubekvad, and in a small village, avo pi shaleinos in mayim al gabi bas. Even if you didn't put water on the meat, lame is dabin. He can't sell it because nobody's there to buy it. Okay. Now, says like this. So the Gemara basically saying Rav Chista's din doesn't apply. What did Rav Chista say? If they put water on the meat, then you don't postpone the wedding. You postpone the burial. If they didn't put water on, if they put water on the meat, I mean that's when you make the wedding right away. If they didn't put the water on the meat, sell it. So Rav said, no. In a big city, you can always sell the meat. Rav Papa says, in a little city, you can never sell the meat. So when does Rav Chisda's din apply?
What is it going to do with water and meat and weddings and this? What is it going to do with it?
Because when they cooked for the wedding, they would soak the meat.
Marinate it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I understand
that. Okay, in barbecue sauce. And then, once you marinate something, you can't sell it anymore. But Rav says, in a big city, you can always find buyers. Rav Papa says, in a small city, you can never find buyers. So when does Rav Chisda din apply? So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda hechem shkachas lo. Where do you have Rav Chisda's case? So the Gemara says, very interesting. Amar Rav Ashi, Masa mechasya, like a place like city mechasya. The mafke mekrach, u mafke mekfar. It's not a big city, but it's not a little city. It's an average city. Okay. And the Gemara says that's most of the cities were like that. Most of the cities were not very big or very small. Most cities are normal sized cities. So Rav Chisda's din is by most cities, the Gemara says.
And if they put water?
It depends. No, so Rav Chisda, in an average city, if they put water, you're not going to be able to sell it. In a big city, you could sell it. So in a big city, you would push off the wedding, not the burial.
An average city
that's not a big city, it's not a village, you know, most of the cities, then Rav Chisda's din applies. And the Gemara says, Takitanya Kavasir Rav Chisda. We take a learn to brash like Rav Chisda. What does Rav Chisda say? Had a shahois of pita yafuya if the bread was already baked for the wedding. Yeah. V'tivchei tavoch, and the animal was already shechted. V'yayim mazug, and the wine was already mixed. Because again, when you mix wine, you also have to drink it quickly. V'nasa mayim agabi basad, and you put the water already on the meat, you know, to get it ready. And then meis aviv shalchasen imer shalkala. And then, this is the case, the father of the chosin, the mother of the kala died. Machnis in the sames lecheder. You bring the mess into a room. You need to get rid of the dead body. And you bring the chosim and kala to the chuppah. Obeil be lismitz v'perish, and then he has intimacy with her once and separates. V'neik shivis himei amishta, v'achagach neik shivis himei avelis. This is mamish the guy Bryce said, except that it had more details about the water on the meat and all that. V'chol eisen ayamim, and all those 14 days of sheva brachas and avelus, hu yashim bein anashim, he sleeps amongst the men, ishti yishena bein anashim, she sleeps amongst the women, v'chein, Misha Pirsa Ishtin, if a woman became Nida before they were lived together after the chuppah, Hu Yashim Bein Anashim, he has to sleep amongst the men. Vihi Yishena Bein Anashim, and she sleeps amongst the woman. Right? Yeah? They made him Tashitim in a Kalako Shleishim Yayim. You don't withhold jewelry from the Kala for 30 days. But, Benkach or Benkach, under all circumstances, Lo Yivel, he shouldn't live with her, not Erev Shabbos, and not Mitzoy Shabbos.
Okay. Shabbos?
What the Gemara is going to say later, Rashi says, that the Gemara is going to explain later why you can't do it Mitzoy Shabbos. Okay, today these Zinim don't apply. But the Gemara says you can't get married Friday, because again you're going to cause bleeding for the first time on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to, and you can't do it Matzoy Shabbos.
You're talking about after 14 days?
You can't get married Matzoy Shabbos?
The first time, right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
So the Gemara says, Cheshbeinus.
When he could start, at 7:30?
No, we are talking when they are having an intimate relationship. On Shabbos, I understand. Or...
You can't get married. In the summertime, you can't get married because Shabbos ends late. But in the wintertime, Shabbos ends at 5 o'clock. So you can get married at 7:30. Right?
Yeah, okay. Well, the Gemara says because the chosim, if he's getting married Saturday night, he's going to start making cheshbeinus and Shabbos, all about the wedding. Mm. How much it's costing him, what he's spending, and he's making calculations on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, but it's a mitzvah. Come, we'll see in the Gemara. Dafei amid aleph. No, we got time for it.
And why Be'erev Shabbos? It means at night or during the day?
No, you can't get married Friday afternoon.
Oh, because
then the first time you'll be together is Friday night, and it's going to cause bleeding.
Lo yiv o lo Be'erev Shabbos. You cannot have relationship Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, but that's not what it means. It means Erev Shabbos, Rashi says, Bilel Shabbos. You see, there's a side by Rashi. Bilel Shabbos. Rashi says Erev Shabbos means the wedding is Erev Shabbos, that the first time will be Friday night. Mm-hmm. Rashi defines it, Bilel Shabbos.
Yeah. Chabura.
Right. But not Mitzvah Shabbos, because he's going to start making Cheshbeinus.
Just throughout Shas, Erev Shabbos means Shabbos itself?
It depends when. For this, Rashi says it means... Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Let's go to Rashi. No, we're all the way up to... But like the 10th line down, more... The Lekha Inish the Torah. If another relative, if the father of the Chosin dies, right? So it says, why? Im Yafsidu Mashiachin, that nobody else is going to make an effort to work, do it for them if the father dies. Shenosim Mayim Al Gabi Basar, if you put water on the meat. So it says, Shuvay Nurai Lamechib Makulin. The stores can't sell it anymore. You know, it's interesting that I give an example today. You know, when you buy chocolate from a chocolate store, after a while, you know, chocolate changes colors. It doesn't get ruined. It becomes lightish.
Yeah.
So the stores can't sell chocolate. There's nothing wrong with the chocolate. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's not spoiled. It's just discolored. You can't sell it anymore.
You can't?
No. When you buy a box of chocolate, you can open it up and see that the light white, you're not going to want it.
I think it's old, but it's not.
It looks old. I once had a story here with them. There used to be a Barton's chocolate on Fairfax. Remember that? Many years ago, it was a Barton's chocolate. If you bought chocolate And whenever you brought chocolate back, they wouldn't take it back unless if they opened it up first. They undid the wrapper, you know, it was covered with the cellophane, undid the wrapper, and they open it up, and if it's any whitish, they said, we can't take it back. We can't sell it. Who's going to buy it like this? Well, Rashi says, once you put water on the meat, it's not a Neroi Lamachri, you can't sell it anymore.
What do you make?
Bakulin is a store, is a shop.
Nowadays they call it Makolet?
Makolet. This Makulin is Hebrew. Makolet.
What is the Shurish? Makol? What does Makol mean?
I don't know. Bikrach, in a big city. Shchicha in Shtuva. There's a lot of people, Rava says. The Yesh Kaifton Habit. There's a lot of buyers. So even if you put water on the meat, it's not a problem. Elo, Rav Chista, Namaflik, Beinosin, Lenosin. So Gemara says, if... The Gemara said, in big city, it's no problem. A little city, it's always a problem. So when does Rav Chista say his din? Hecha mishkach lei bekrach v'lei bekvar. So Gemara says like this. The mafke mekrach or mafke mekvar. It's not a big city, it's not a little city. Mota meklau krach. It's taken out from the big city. Or meita meklau kvar godol. Mekvar uktana mekrach. In other words, it's too small for a big city and it's too big for a little city. Tanya Gavasi, the Rav Chista, that Mukala, Benasin, Mayim, Agabi, Basar, that the case of this, when there's, because the Braisi clearly says, you put water on the meat, then you make the wedding. Or, Vechemi, she pierced Nida. Beknisasa, Lechupa, when he goes into the Chupa, if she became Nida, he has to sleep amongst the men, she has to sleep amongst the women. Be'ena, Manim, Zalza, they're not believed to be alone together. Remember, we said that last time. If a woman becomes a nida before they were together, then we're afraid they're going to... Remember we said last time, why isn't there a din of yichud?
The two things, yeah.
For a husband and wife. Yeah, it has to be two things. Number one, they were together, and they will be together. Benkach or benkach, ben yesh ein is ben ein ein, regardless whether it's any situation. La yivol be'ilu rishayna, you can't have relations for the first time. Rashi says... Leiba Erev Shabbos, meaning Bilel Shabbos, Friday night. Bimnei She'esa Chabura, because you're making a wound. And Leiba Mitzoy Shabbos. Look how Mepharshim was going to explain later. Okay. Amar Mar, okay, back to the Gemara.
But nowadays they don't get married on Mitzoy Shabbos anyway because of the other things, yeah?
Cash food
problem.
You could.
It's okay.
Depends if it's early or late.
They don't encourage it.
Depends where, who, what one where. It's not very practical. But if Shabbos is over 5 o'clock, and you're going to make a chuppah at 9 o'clock, you can do it.
No, but Persians said because they have to go to a bar and make their hair. So
you're talking about not from people.
Yeah, not from.
Okay, but if you have frumer people.
It's okay, yeah.
Why not? The caterer cooks everything Friday. The problem is not the caterer. Problem is, people are already coming early in the afternoon for pictures, and this and that. That's Chilu Shabbos. But you're talking about frum people, yeah? The caterer cooks the stuff 3/4 Erev Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos, they put it into the oven, you know, finish cooking it. Anyway, you have a chuppah, and then the first dance, and the second, you know, you have time.
We are not worrying about that they think about it.
The wedding is 11 o'clock. Most people going home by that time.
Oh.
Let's say my wedding starts at 9, right? 8:30, right? And it was some wintertime. So basically, then you take pictures after. The couple goes there half an hour, 9 o'clock. So what time you start? 10:30, 11 o'clock. People are going to stay around until 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Sure.
You think so?
Yeah, nobody would know from Jew works. Religious Jews never work.
Sundays?
Any day. People don't work a whole week because they're afraid they may come to work on Shabbos.
Okay.
They start eating at 12 o'clock.
Okay, let's speak to Gemara. Okay, 9 lines from the end of the page in the Gemara. Amar Mar. Hu Yashemeinu Anashim Anashim. He sleeps amongst the men, she sleeps among the women. Besides, Rabbi Yechon has approved Rabbi Yechon. Damer Rabbi Yechonon, Alpha Bishamna in Avelis Bameid, even though there's no public Avelis and Yomtiv, but Dvam Shabbatin and Neig. Private things do apply. In other words, we just got to saying, this is the Chosin's Yomtiv. So, Lucheda, why can't he be with her? So the answer is because Dvarim Shebetzin, in other words, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's forbidden to show public sign of mourning, but private mourning in the house you have to keep. In other words, relations you can't have, things like that. But you can't wear the torn clothing on Shabbos because that's public. People see it.
But inside the house you should...
Also not. No, you're not allowed to wear it inside the house. Because people are there. Nobody's in your bedroom. Okay. In the house, people come in.
So you cannot keep it on... You shouldn't keep it on Shabbos. I mean...
What? The clothing.
It says, yeah, they were betzina.
No, Dvarim Shebetzina means marital relations.
Oh, doesn't mean other.
No. Dvarim Shebetzina, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, even though there's no public avelis on Yom Tov, but private things does exist.